and shames those people who are trying to delay our elections, and even our foreign detractors, people who are trying to interfere in our domestic local processes here. What it has demonstrated clearly is that not only is Zimbabwe independent and sovereign, but our courts are also sovereign. What it has also demonstrated quite clearly is that our courts do not, you know, bring about judgments that are based on political interpretations, but purely on legal and jurisdictional interpretation. That is what we have seen today. We're absolutely excited about that.
In my view, this ruling is a case of judicial subversion under the cloak of legality. We know for sure that in terms of lawlessness, in terms of the disrespect for the rule of law, ZANU-PF cannot be matched by anybody. Even the Smith regime cannot match the levels of disrespect for the court. Mr. Mazwisa is a lawyer, and he knows that the judicial, the rule of law also means that there is also need to have independence of lawyers. So even if lawyers are attacked, arrested in the course of representing their clients, you want to tell us that there is the rule of law. When the very same government that he's talking about even disrespects the rulings of the court, refuse to implement the rulings of the court, using selective application of the court, but the selective, you want to say that there is the cause of the rule of law.
Mr. Mazwisa, what's your response to Mr. Ruhanya, and also is Zimbabwe prepared for this 31st election date?
Well, I speak on behalf of ZANU-PF. As to the preparedness of the party, I think the party has been prepared since joining the coalition government. The moment it became abundantly clear to us that we had joined a coalition government on the basis that would proceed on bipartisan lines, the moment we realized that that was not the case, I think we, ZANU-PF at that point said, look, we have to have elections in this country because we can't proceed. We are saying we need to back an empowerment policy, the indigenization program. The MDC was playing politics because it failed to come up with economic policies. But having said that, the MDCT will not tolerate anything that is against its political ambitions. We know that. They always say that any election, for it to be free and fair, the MDCT must win, Morgan Tsvangirai must win. Anything that President Mugabe wins, it does not satisfy the requirements of a free and fair election.
Okay, let me have Mr. Ruhanya come in here and respond to that issue.
If he's talking about issues of selfishness and self-interest, I think the epitome of self-interest is the decision by his party, ZANU-PF, to field an 89-year-old who has been in power for 33 years to be candidate when he has been in and out of hospital, looking for medical assistance, looking for his health. That is self-interest, Mugabe. Self-interest is parochial interest and is delusional interest in terms of the national interest. How do you allow someone who has been in power for 33 years old, who we know is not feeling well, to be candidate? Has been discredited by the head of state.
Ruhanya, let me just draw this back to the issue at hand, though. Would you say that financially Zimbabwe will be able to have these elections by July 31st?
Of course, the government, they must work together to make sure that the elections is upon us. Let's not confuse Zimbabweans. Let's not confuse listeners. The Supreme Court has made a final ruling that the elections shall be held on the 31st of July, 2013. That will be the position. It is now up to the executives, President Mugabe and his coalition government, must make sure that the resources are available. But that we are going to have elections on 31 July is as good and sure as the sun rises from the east and sets in the west. Elections shall take place, and our citizens, our people, must know that elections shall take place on July 31, as made by the Supreme Court. That decision is final.
Okay, let me get Mr. Mazwisa here. I'll just end with you. Is Zimbabwe financially capable to have these elections by July 31st?
Zimbabwe is more than financially capable. We've got successful local business people here and business entities here. We also know that our treasury has money that has consistently been remitted via every point of sale through the Minister of Finance, through ZIMRA, to Minister Tendai Biti. We've got the capability. We also have friendly people, friendly nations who have pledged to come through and assist us with the financial muscle to enable us to have an election that is credible, that is free, and that is fair and efficiently run, for that matter.